Blog Talk Radio.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, ho!
Hey, everybody. It must be Saturday night again around here, and time for yet another night with Daddy G. This is Gary Moore, along with Starzan and Curly and George and Groucho and whoever else I may be able to pull out of my sleeve or elsewhere. E-cocktails are ready. The chocolate fountain is ready. The only things missing have been you, so come on in and get ready for yet another night with Daddy G. Yeah.
Well, who's on first?
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The guy playing first base.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me for? I'm asking you.
This is a gala day for you.
Well, a gala day is enough for me. I don't think I can handle anymore.
Oh,
thanks. You see, man.
Welcome to yet another night with, old what's-his-name and old that dude swinging from the chandeliers, you know, and, here we are. And another night in the grotto with Daddy J. It's got to be Saturday night. And it's a full moon. Or not full moon, it's a new moon. Happy new moon, everyone. So set some good intentions. You know, while we're out here and having some fun and stuff, you know, and, we're going to do that. And I'm going to start some things off with a little bit of music just to get things rolling as, you know, the rest of the gang, you know, show up, you know, fashionably late as usual in the grotto. And that's okay, we're on Indian time. And we're gonna, let's turn the clock back a couple of days. To a cat named Charlie Barnett. Okay, we've heard of him, right? Let's listen to the All Night Record Man.
It's the All Night Record Man.
A man you should know who puts on a show each night at a radio station. When you're going to bed, he gets up instead and he goes to his odd occupation. Judy!
Stay up, Dan, the all-night record man. Friend of every night owl music fan. All night long, he's at his post to play the tunes you love the most. Stay up, Dan, the all-night record man. Send him a telegram, hear your favorite band. He'll play you anything back to Dixieland. For every 10 that criticize, 1,000 others idolize. Stay up, Dan, the all-night record man. No one ever knows. Someone alone in the hinterland. Maybe to a crowd on a roadside stand. Gang at the tavern in the town. Get together, send a message down. Please play a song just for old Lang Syne. Something we can sing like Sweet Adeline.
Abruptly. Okay, Charlie Barnett, the all-night record man. You know, me and Starzan, we're kind of playing that game tonight, only we're not going to be doing it all night. We'll just be here for a little while. Let's move it forward a little bit. Okay. We'll be right back.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Happy birthday, Mick Jagger. Here we go.
Thank you. It was a... Ah! It was a... Oh, yeah!
Everybody got some gold.
Now, what sort of work do you do, Gene?
I'm an optometrist, Garcia.
An optometrist. Now, well, what's the difference between an optometrist and an oculist and an optician? Couldn't one fellow do all three jobs?
No, they're all different licenses.
Well, they're all the same to me. No matter which one I get a bill from, I still can't believe my eyes. How did you get to be an eye, ear, and nose specialist?
I have nothing to do with the nose and ears, Groucho.
You have nothing to do with it?
No.
Well, if you had nothing to do with the nose and the ears, where would you hang the glasses? Well, have you ever considered sharing an office with a dentist? You know, you could then advertise an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
Well, now, suppose you became a famous actress and then you met somebody you liked and got married. Would you be willing to quit acting and be a housewife and a mother?
Well, I think if you keep your feet on the ground, you can combine both. That's what I would like to do.
Well, if you keep your feet on the ground, you'll never be a mother.
If you want a real home to suit your needs, you should go to an architect, because behind every real home, there's an architect.
Times have certainly changed since I was a lad. That certainly wasn't what you'd find behind every home. Find a chicken coop, that's what you want. I fooled you, didn't I? You ought to be ashamed of yourself, all of you.
You mean your girl is 400 miles away and you turned down a date with probably the most beautiful girl in America who is standing right next to you?
I have to, I guess. No choice.
You know, that's like living in Las Vegas and going all the way to Cedar Rapids just to play bingo in a church bazaar.
Now, suppose you don't happen to have the style suit I'm interested in.
That's impossible, because we have all style suits.
Good, good. Happens I'm interested in a diving suit.
Well, you have me there.
I go to many dives later in the evening.
About 20 girls that ride Johnson all day long.
Johnson must get an awful lot of mail, huh? Why do they write Johnson? I happen to know Johnson. He can't even read. Besides that, he's a married man. Well, does Mrs. Johnson get wind of this?
No, but Johnson has all the necessary loops and swirls and straight lines.
If you think Johnson has them, you should see Mrs. Johnson.
When I woke up, there was the nurse taking care of me.
What's the matter? Couldn't the nurse take care of herself?
You bet she could, but I found it out too late.
We took some pictures of the native girls, but they weren't developed. But we're going back again in a couple of weeks.
Why don't you go home to your wife? I'll tell you what, I'll go home to your wife, and outside of the improvements, you'll never know the difference.
Ramiro G. Gonzalez. What does the G stand for, Ramiro?
Huh? Gonzalez?
No, I know. Ramiro Gonzalez, but it says Ramiro G. Gonzalez. What does the G stand for?
Ramiro Gonzalez Gonzalez.
What are you, twins?
No.
Are you pinch hitting for your father?
No, I'm Gonzalez, Ramiro Gonzalez Gonzalez, because my father, before she married my mother, he was Gonzalez.
Could you give me that once more?
My father was Gonzalez before he married my mother, and my mother was Gonzalez before she married my father.
Well, they were crazy to get married. What does your wife call you, Romero or Gonzalez?
She called me Pedro.
Okay, yeah, let's do a couple more. Tape 5, why not?
Romeo. His folks, they came from Italy many years ago. One night he met young Geraldine, a dame from out of town. When Geraldine was dancing, she would bring the ballroom down.
Wave those paws in the air, spin around like Fred Astaire. Slip me five if we can jive, that's Geraldine's routine. Lift those puppies off the ground, swing those hips, shake them down.
It's red, as you get.
It's Geraldine's routine.
She learned a strip on Mardi Gras way down in New Orleans. Now Romeo was wacky, he was dizzy for the dame. He learned to dance and got the chance to be Geraldine's new flame.
Wave those paws in the air, spin around like Fred Astaire. Slip me five if we can jive, that's Geraldine's routine. Lift those puppies off the ground, swing those hips, shake them down.
It's red, as you get.
It's Geraldine's routine.
Everything's good here, everything's right. But
with the coming of the dawn. I can clearly see city lights, they've all dimmed. City's no place for me. It's no place for me.
Cocktails d'amour. Welcome, everyone, as let's light the candle on this rocket and get things to altitude. And I'm going to do it, the first part of the show, with nothing but the music from the Chicks of Rock and Roll, beginning with Scandal and Patti Smyth. Here we go. Here's to the Chicks of Rock and Roll. Do a couple with it from these guys. I want to say hello to you. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
course, you got to have Ann Wilson. The two ladies I was in love with the most, Ann Wilson and Patti Smythe. There you have it. I just confessed.
Hey, baby, I'm talking to you. Stop yourself and listen. Some things you can never choose, even if you try, yeah. You're banging your head again, 'cause somebody won't let you win. One chance, one love, your chance to let me know. We can't go on just running away. If we stay any longer, we will surely never get away. Anything you want, we can make it happen. Stand up and turn around.
Still in love with these ladies. They're still beautiful as far as I'm concerned. I would so still take them out.
That's right, Linda Ronstadt, too. Stay with me, I got all kinds of good ones yet. Chrissy Hynde, Janis Joplin. Good, good, good.
Now the vision you hear as man and woman is to love each other, take care of each other. When love walks in the room, everybody stand up. Now look at the people in the streets, in the bars. We are all of us in the gutter. Some of us are looking at the stars. Look round the room. Life is unkind. We fall, but we keep getting up. Over and over and over and over. The reason you're here, every man and every woman, is to help each other, stand by each other. When love walks in the room, everybody stand up.
That's right, Pat Benatar. Stay with me. I got Janis Joplin, Maria Muldaur, Sade, KT Tunstall, Sass Jordan, Shania, a whole bunch.
You're a real tough cookie with a long history of breaking little hearts like you wanted me. That's okay, let's see how you do it. Pull up your suit, let's get down to it. Hit me with your best shot. Why don't you hit me with your best shot? Hit me with your best shot. Fire away. Come on with it, come on, you don't.
That was delightful. I'll have another.
Off to a romance in our knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
When the big black cop said, look this way, he said, hey, that day, will you marry me?
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
But I said, no, 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 no. I said, no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. I said, no, no, you're not the one for me.
Ooh-hoo.
My heart hit a problem in the early hours, so I stopped it dead for a beat or two.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
But I cut some cord and I shouldn't have done it, and it won't forgive me after all these years.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. So I sent it to a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
Now I won't come back cause it's all so happy, and now I got a hole for the world to see. Yeah.
Ooh-hoo.
And it said no, 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 no. Said no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. Said no, no, you're not the one for me.
Ooh-hoo.
Sass Jordan, those of you wondering. Stay with me, I have Annie Humphrey and Shania Twain coming up.
Don't
creatures young and grown, called by mighty drumming, a sacred hooks on stone. The sound of spirit horses dancing on a storm.
On a storm.
Mercy
for the people.
Old ways.
Old ways.
New dreams. New dreams. Reborn.
Reborn.
Can't forget Natalie Merchant.
Never before and never since.
roses in the air, high hats and arrow collars, white spots and lots of dollars, spending every dime for a wonderful time.
It's just a, you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits, putting on the wrist. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fit, putting on the wrist.
Start things off with a little Sheryl Crow, a couple of them, because all I want to do is have some fun. Then we're going to get things to altitude. Welcome you all. I love you.
Close to one another. Not gonna let
But wait, there's more! Lighten up, okay?
Can't have ladies' night without topping it off with Carl Emerald as well. Hey guys, I want to thank you all for joining me tonight, even though I wasn't coming apart. And don't worry about cleaning up, Starzan's got that. This is the last call for Eat Cocktails. Thanks for coming, Brenda Joe and Commodore Decker and Ford Prefect and Homer Bouvier. And quickly, you made it to the party tonight, which is awesome. And the lovely Reverend Wendy, always wonderful to have you as well. And, of course, last but not least, your friend and his, Professor R.J. Gumby. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you for being. And, yeah, thanks for joining me in the grotto, me and Starzan, on a night like this. Happy new moon. Set some good intents, will ya? I love me some, y'all. We'll see you later.
Rise as they play cat, and you walk over softly, moving past the guy.
Good night, everybody. Have a safe weekend, rest of the weekend anyway, and a happy new moon tonight. Good night. I love y'all. Have a good night.
Did you ever dream? I have never dreamed a night like this.